Today's shiur Masechet Yoma Daf Samach Gimel, and we will begin on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, three lines from the top. Umi Islay L'Rav Chisda Hoyel. In way of review, in the previous shiur, we had learned the Torah tells us that Shchutei Chutz, a carbon, if an animal is designated as a carbon, and it's offered outside of the Azara, it's a Isser Karis. There's a Chiv Karis for doing it. That means they have a regular carbon Shlomim. Instead of bringing it in the Azara, you bring it outside the Azara. The Chiv Karis Chas V'Shalom. The Gemara taught us that Rav Chisda taught us Shnei Sirim, the two goats that are designated for the Sar LaShem, the Chattis LaShem, and the Sar LaZazel, if prior to doing the lottery they were offered outside the Azara, it's considered that Shchutei Chutz was done. Even though the Sar LaZazel is not a carbon meant to be offered in the Azara, since it wasn't yet identified through the Goyrel as the Sar LaZazel, it could still be used as the Sar for the Musaf. And that concept is called hoyel. Since this animal could still be used for the sar for the musaf, and therefore since it could be used for the sar of the musaf, it is considered like it is the musaf, and it's considered if you offer it outside the azara as you violated shchutei chutz. Ask the Gemara if we're taking that approach to say it could be used as a sar for the chattis. Why do we have to talk about a new type of carbon that we never even learned about in the 60 blots that we're learning Masechta Yuma, talk that it could have been used for the Sar Lachatas. So Rav Chisda taught us that when do we say the concept of Hoyel? When there's nothing blocking, no act blocking us from saying Hoyel. In other words, if you have an animal that was originally meant to be a Sar LaShem, a Sar LaZazel, and you change your mind and you want to use it for Musaf, you don't have to do anything, you just have to change your mind. However, to make the animal, the Sar LaShem, you have to go through a process, an act, a maisa, of doing a goyrel, of doing the lottery, and when there's a goyrel that has to be done, then you can't say hoyel. And then the Gemara gave us another example of this concept. The shlomim, the halacha is, cannot be slaughtered every morning before the doors of the Beis HaMikdash of the Azara were opened. And therefore, if somebody shechted the sar outside the Azara in the morning before those doors were opened, we don't say, since the doors eventually could open, I should consider it like a carbon shlamim that was slaughtered b'chutz. We don't say hayal when there's an act that still has to take place, in other words, the act of opening up the doors of the Beis HaMikdash. Ask the Gemara. So, based on everything that we've said in our introduction, the foundation of what Rav Chisda hold is based on hoyel. Since I look at something, even though it isn't quite now, since it could be that way. Now we have to say one more word of introduction, a concept, an issue that we discussed at length when we learned Masechta Pesachim. Erev Pesach in the afternoon, you have an animal that you designated as a Karban Pesach. You're supposed to offer it as a Karban Pesach. That's called Lishma. If you offer it not as a carbon Pesach at that time, it's totally disqualified. Not only is it disqualified, the first Mishnah Masechta Zvachim says that normally if you bring a carbon Shaloi Lishma, it's you weren't Mekayim Yochiv. It was, that's how I was supposed to bring a carbon Oila. And the carbon Oila was brought Shaloi Lishma. The carbon is still kosher. Just I don't get credit for the carbon that I was supposed to bring was brought. Pesach is even worse. If the Pesach was brought Shaloi Lishma, it's possible. It's totally disqualified. Pesach and Chatos. Any other time, a Pesach, if it's brought Lishma, is a problem. Because a Pesach any other time, besides Erev Pesach in the afternoon, is not supposed to be brought as a Pesach. Then the Pesach should be brought Shaloi Lishma. Meaning, I have the animal that was designated as the Karban Pesach, but I should not be bringing it as a Karban Pesach. I should be bringing it as a carbon shlomim. because the halacha is a carbon Pesach, an animal that was designated as a carbon Pesach, any other time besides Pesach afternoon, Erev Pesach afternoon should be brought as a carbon shlamim. I always say the difficulty in learning this Gemara is that in our mind, lishma is good, and shalai lishma is bad. That's how we're accustomed to. Here, we have a situation where shalai lishma is good. Any other time, besides Erev Pesach in the afternoon, shalai lishma is what we want. Lishma is a problem. So that's what, you know, it's always somewhat complicated when you learn this Gemara. So now ask the Gemara, mi yislai l'Rav Chisda hoyol, does Rav Chisda subscribe to the concept of hoyol? From Rav Chisda, Pesach sheshochtu b'shayim o'y seshona. We have here a situation that we have the carbon Pesach, we have the animal that was designated as a carbon Pesach. The simple story is that a person designated an animal as a carbon Pesach, then that animal got lost, so he brought different animals of carbon, and now the first carbon is found, the first animal is found. So it's through any other time besides Erev Pesach. If you do it l'shma, it's potter. Because as we said in our introduction, the only time you could be chayiv for shchut echutz is if you shechted a real carbon. L'shma, any other time during the year, is not acceptable. So you didn't shecht a real carbon, and you're not chayiv for shchut echutz. On the other hand, shalai l'shma, if you shechted shalai l'shma, like we just said, that's what's supposed to be. So that means you shechted a carbon, and if you shechted it b'chutz, outside the azara, you chayiv kars. So the way Rashi learns the Gemara is the way our Gemara has the Girsa. Tam de shalai l'shma. So what the Braisa, Rav Chisda quoted is, only because you shechted a shalai l'shma, hastama, if you didn't have a shalai l'shma intention, it'd be considered l'shma hu, it would be considered like you shechted it l'shma, and you potter. Ask the Gemara, v'amai, lema v'roi shalai l'shma b'fnim. I could have shechted the shalai l'shma. Since I could have shechted the shalai l'shma, Rav Chisda is saying hoyl, so I should be chayif. So, Tosfos is not happy with the way the Gemara reads, according to Rashi. He says, because what's the Gemara doing? The Gemara is making a diuk. The Gemara is making a diuk, tam v'shaloi l'shma, hastama, you'd be potter. You could make the diuk the other way. L'shma is potter, hastama is chayif. If you're basing your question on a diuk, you could have made a diuk the other way. Therefore, Tosfos takes out this whole tama, and he asks the question very simply. The Gemara here is saying that if you shechted the Pesach l'shma, so any other time besides Erev Pesach, so since the carbon is a disqualified carbon anyway, because Pesach any other time besides Erev Pesach l'shma is no good, that's why you're not chayif for shchut echutz. So the Gemara asks, but you could make it into shalai l'shma. Hayil, if you would have thought that it should be a shalai l'shma. So, if Rav Chisda subscribes to Hoyl, even if you shechted l'shma, you should still be chayiv Hoyl that you could have shechted it shalai l'shma. Answers the Gemara, Hachi Hashta. And the way Rabbeinu Chananel explains the Teretz is beautiful. Hasam by Akira, Halai by Akira. The Gemara is answering, like we said in our introduction, based on the Gemara we learned yesterday. If there's a Maisa that still has to be done, then we don't say hoyl. That's why we said if the goyrel stands in the way, or opening the door stands in the way, then we can't say hoyl. Here, the carbon Pesach doesn't just become a shlomim automatically when it's not Erev Pesach. You have to specifically uproot it, akira. You have to specifically have in mind that it should be a shlomim. And therefore, it's like the goyrel, it's like the opening of the door, and that prevents us from saying hoyl. The Chazon Ish explains the Gemara this way. He says that our Gemara is speaking that it's before Pesach, and we had the animal designated for Karban Pesach. If you want to now change it from being a Karban Pesach to a Karban Shlomim, you have to do an Akira. You have to uproot it. He says after Pesach, or certainly after Pesach Sheni, where this animal will never be usable for Karban Pesach, because it's going to be too old by next year Pesach, their Akira is not required, and it automatically becomes a Shlomim. As says the Gemara, Rava Barav Simi, Masna B'de Rava. He, instead of saying this entire piece of Gemara in the name of Rav Chisda, says it was Rava that said yesterday's shiur that we say hoyel to be chayif shkut echutz, but we don't say it in this case of Pesach. Ask the same question for kashle derava derava. Ask the same question why sometimes we say hoyel, sometimes we don't say hoyel, or mishaninin kedishaninin. And he gave the same answer like we did because it requires akira that prevents us from being able to say hoyel. And like the Siach Yitzchak explains, Rabbi Rav Simi prefer to learn that it was Rabbi speaking, teaching us this Gemara, not Rav Chisda. So he reminds us another Gemara that we learned in Masechta Pesachim. The Gemara Masechta Pesachim, Daf Mem Vav, spoke about the case of Oifim Yontav L'Choil. If somebody on Yontav bakes or cooks for a weekday, so Rabbi says, and we know you're not allowed to prepare on Yontav for after Yontav, Rabbi says you're not Chayiv Malkus, Hoyl and Mikalei Orchim, because maybe guests will arrive and you will need the food, so you didn't really cook for after Yontif. Rav Chisda doesn't subscribe to Hoyl. Says Rabbi Bar Simi, Rav Chisda demand the Omer Masechta Psachim that doesn't subscribe to Hoyl. So how could he be saying that we hold of Hoyl, at least in some situations here? That's why Rabbi Simi said it was Rava. And Rava's demand the Omer in Masechta Pesachim that does hold of Hoyl. But now we have a question. If Rav Chisda in Masechta Pesachim said he doesn't agree with Hoyl, and that's why if somebody cooked on Yontif for a week, they, according to Rav Chisda, is Chayiv Malkus, so how could he ever hold of Hoyl in our Gemara? And our Gemara was saying he subscribes to Hoyl as long as there's no action in blocking. There we say he doesn't hold of Hoyl. So the Rishonim answer, there's a difference between the Hoyl over there and the Hoyl over here. Over there, why do we say Hoyl? Because guests may arrive. If I bake on Yontif, it's not called Achana, because maybe guests will arrive and I'll serve them the food on Yontif. Says Rav Chisda, you can't say Hoyl, because that's not in my control. There are other human beings. They come and they go as they please. However, the Hoyl in our Gemara is a Hoyl that we control. I could take this Sawyer that was originally made to be maybe Lefnim Lazazel and decide to use it for the Karban Musaf. I could take the Karban Pesach and decide to use it as a Karban Shlomim. It's in my control. That's why even though Rav Chisda Masechta Pesachim by Oifim Yontav L'Chol doesn't hold the Hoyl, here he may hold the Hoyl. Kios Rav Dimi Omer Rav Yirmi Omer Rav Yochran Pesach Sheshocht V'Shai Mois Hashana Bein L'Shma Bein Shloi L'Shma Potter. So he's even more makel than Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said that if you took this Karban Pesach and you shechted it Shloi L'Shma during the year, so that's called Shchut Echutz, because what it means is you shechted a Karban Shlomim B'Chutz and you chayiv Karas. He holds that even if you shechted it B'Chutz, you potter. Why? Amar Rav Dimi Amrita L'Shmatza Kamei Rav Yirmiyah. And he explains the question. Bishlam L'Shma, I can understand if you shechted the Karban Pesach L'Shem Karban Pesach all year round, it's not considered Shchut Echutz. The Loi Chazulei, it's not considered a Karban, because you can't shecht the Karban Pesach any other time besides Erev Pesach in the afternoon. El Shalei L'Shma, which we explained is another way of saying Karban Shlomim. A Pesach any other time is a Karban Shlomim. Amai, why should you not be Chayef Eshchut Echutz? Hachazi Shalei L'Shma Bifnim. It's a full-fledged Karban. Shechting it as a Karban Shlomim the Azara is fine. It's perfectly fine. So that means if you're shechting a Karban Shlomim B'Chutz, you should be Chayef Eshchut Echutz. Yet Rav Dimi is telling us that you're Potter. So he responded, Rav Dimi, as Rav Chisda, taught us that you have to have an Akira. It doesn't automatically become a Karban Shlomim. Where could you make it into a Karban Shlomim, says Rav Dimi, only in the Azara. Anywhere else you can't make it into a Karban Shlomim. Where are we standing now? B'chutz. That's the whole discussion. Shchut Echutz. So you need to do an Akira, and it's a place where Akira can't take place. Amali, Akira is chutz lav shmei Akira. So therefore, according to Rav Dimi, he agrees with Rav Chisda. Certainly, if you shechted the lishma, you potter, because it's a Pesach, so it's not a Karban any other time besides our Pesach, so there can't be a chiyuv for shchut echutz. But even if you shechted it l'shem shlomim, since it requires an akira, and the akira must be done, and the azara, and we're standing outside the azara, that's the whole discussion. Shchut echotz, so that's why you're potter. Kiyasa Ravin. Ravin is the most machmer. Am Rabbi Yirmi, Am Rabbi Yochanan. Pesach sheshacht b'shay yimai sashana. Bein l'shma, shloy l'shma chayiv. So he's more machmer. He says, certainly shloy l'shma yechayiv, because when you shechted it shloy l'shma, that means you shechted it as a shlomim. It's a shlomim b'chutz, shchut echutz. But even if you shechted l'shem Pesach, yechayiv. Says the Gemara, v'afil l'shma, it's not a carbon. And it didn't have an akira. How could you be chayiv? And he backs up what he says with a Mishnah Masechta Zvachim. The Mishnah says Masechta Zvachim, Vatanan, Mechus Hazman. One of the requirements of a carbon is that the carbon, the animal for a carbon, and we'll discuss this more on the Beis and Mitzvah Shem, has to be at least 8 days old. So you have a concept of Mechus Hazman Begufoy, that the animal is not yet ready to be a carbon. Bein Bebalam. So begufoy means that the animal isn't 8 days old. Bebalam, or the owners are not ready. What does it mean the owners aren't ready? Veizim mechusas man bebalam. What does that mean that the owners are mechusas man? Azava azava. That we know have to bring a carbon. We cannot bring a carbon until after Zayin Nikim. Until they have 7 clean days. Hayoledes, a woman that has a baby. That if she has a boy, she can't bring a carbon till the 41st day. If she has a girl, she has to wait for the 81st day. Hamitzoira can't bring his karbonis till he finishes the process. Shekriva chatosim v'ashamim b'chutz. If they bring the karbon chatos or the karbon osham b'chutz, p'tur. Why they potter? Because let's analyze the situation. They're bringing the chatos and osham before they were mechuyif. Because these are kabbonis, they can never be used b'fnim. Why could they never be used b'fnim? It can't be used as a carbon chayiv, because it's not, they're not yet chayiv in it. They're not obligated to bring him. They're only obligated to bring him when they finish their time that they have to wait. They can't be brought as an adava, because a carbon chatos and a carbon asham can't be brought as an adava. So therefore, if they bring their carbon too early, and they bring it b'chutz, it's not considered shchut echutz. Because the basis of today's shir is that there's only a chiv for shchut echutz when you shecht something that's called a carbon. That's not a carbon. It's nothing. On the other hand, I was saying v'shameyim, and that's why Rashi tells us we should add a nazir into the Mishnah, because a nazir brings a shlomim, so that's the shami nazir. If they bring them b'chutz chayovim, even though they're not mechuyiv. Why they're not mechuyiv? Because it's too early. But you could bring a carbon oila as a nadava. You could bring a carbon shlomim as a nadava. So that's why it's considered that you brought it in the right, you brought a carbon, and if you brought b'chutz, you chayiv karas. V'amar af chok betovya, loishma shanu elishma. When is there a halacha that you chayiv by the chattis and osham, if you, that you potter by the chattis and osher, because you brought it l'shem, the chiv. Av shloy l'shma, if you brought it shloy l'shma, you pot, av shloy l'shma, chayiv. Then you chayiv. Why you chayiv shloy l'shma? Because you didn't bring it l'shem this nazir. You brought an osham just in the world. And like the Mishnah we quoted in Masechet Zvachim says, then an Oshem that's brought Shaloi L'shma, the Bailam don't get credit, but it's considered a valid carbon, Yechayif. But getting back to what we said here that if you bring the Oshem L'shma, L'shem the person who has to bring it, in a time where there is no Chiv to bring it, it's not called Shchut Echutz. So let's compare that to Karban Pesach. The Karban Pesach brought during the year is like the carbon asham that's brought before the person has to bring it. So just like the Mishnah teaches us, that if somebody brings the carbon asham b'chutz before he's mechuyif to bring it, it's not called shchut echutz, because it's not a carbon. Same thing the Pesach. Any other time is like that. Yet what did Ravin tell us? Ravin told us that Yichai by Lishma. What's he going to do with this Mishnah? Answers the Gemara. Amai. So again, let's learn the Gemara. Lo shana Lishma Yipata. Avishloi Lishma. Then Yichayev. But what did the Mishnah say? As we explained all of this already. Lishma Miyipata. Amai. Why not say Hoyel Varun Shloi Lishma Bifnim? What the answer? We don't say Hoyel. So we don't say Hoyel. How could Ravin say that Yichayev by Lishma? Answers Gemara, you can't compare. Hachi hashta, hasam baiker kira, hacha pesah b'shayim moshe shana shlomen nenu. Ravin holds just the opposite of everything we've been learning till now. Till now we said that the Pesach the rest of the year doesn't automatically become a shlomen. So therefore, if you had in mind lishma, you had in mind for something that's not a carbon, because a carbon Pesach the rest of the year is not a carbon. Ravin holds that if it's any other time besides Erev Pesach in the afternoon, it's automatically a shlomim. It's automatically a shlomim. You don't have to do anything. Whatever you think, it's a shlomim. So very good. So if you shechted a shlomim b'chutz, and you chayif a shchut echutz. Says the Gemara. Rav Ashi masni chayif. Rav Ashni taught us that Ravin holds that you chayif both by Lishma and by Shloi Lishma, Kremrinin, like we just learned the version of Rava. Rav Yirmi Medifta Masni Pata. Rav Yirmi Medifta had Ravin holding that both Lishma and Shloi Lishma is Pata, because he held Ksava Pesa B'Shayim Mois Hashana by Akira. It doesn't automatically become Lishma Lamim. And furthermore, Vakira's Chutz, Lishma Akira. Or pligid Rav Chilki Batovi, and that's in disagreement with Rav Chilki Batovi, that held that you have to have an Akira, but he held that Akira, even outside the Azara, is a valid Akira. So just before we finish this sugya, just to review, there are three shitas about the Karban Pesach. The first shita is Rav Chisda shita, that Rav Chisda holds that Lishma Yipater, because you're missing Nakira, which prevents you from having it be considered a shlomim, and therefore it also prevents you from saying Hoyel. Shalai Lishma, it's a carbon shlomim, and if you shechted b'chutz, yichai f'shchut echutz. Rav Dimi says, both Lishma and Shalai Lishma, yipater. Lishma we understand because it's a Pesach, and Pesach b'shayim ha'shashon is not a carbon. Shalai Lishma, that Kira has to take place in the base of Mikdash. And Ravin, according to the first version of Ravin, holds both by Lishma and Shaloi Lishma Yechayiv. Shaloi Lishma, we understand why Yechayiv, because it's a Shlomim, and Yishachter the Shlomim B'chutz. And Lishma automatically becomes a Shlomim, so it's the same din, Yishachter the Shlomim B'chutz. Says the Gemara, Amamar, Mishihigra Aleim. Now we go back to the Gemara at the bottom of Daf Samach Beis and Beis. Darav Chizda taught us like this. Now that we did the Goyrol, and one animal has been identified as the carbon Lashem, the carbon Chatas Lashem. And the other animal has been identified as the carbon Lazazel. If you shech the one Lashem b'chutz, you chayif. You shech to the carbon l'chutz. Or pata shalzazel, but that zazel is not considered a carbon. The chiyiv of shchut echutz is only relevant by carbonos. That's not a carbon. That's why you pata. And the Gemara quotes a braisa, quotes a long pasuk. This is actually the pasuk that teaches us the din of shchut echutz. The pasuk says, "Ish ish mi beis Yisrael, asher yishchat shor kesav ve'eitz v'machna, or asher yishchat mechutz l'machna, v'apesach ha'omeid amoy lo yaviu lack of carbon Hashem v'nichrusa nefesh ahi." That person is chayv carbon. So actually, as Rashi teaches us, the Gemara picks up in the middle of a brisa, because the brisa first question, which is not in our Gemara, is there's a chiv shchut echutz. If you shech the carbon outside the Azara, you chayv karas. So the Braisa contemplates, and what will be the halacha if you shech something which is not a carbon, chulin, then in the Azara, you're not supposed to bring in the Azara, it's chulin by Azara, you should be certainly chayv karas. So the Braisa says you're not chayv karas. There is an isser for chulin by Azara, but there is no chiv karas. E-carbon, but the Braisa, the Pasuk taught us, that a carbon that's brought outside the Azara, as we've been discussing so many times in today's shir, there's a chiyuv for shchuti chutz. E-carbon, shemayani afil kach shebet kabayis. I would think that even something which doesn't have the level that's going to be brought as a carbon, it's only something that was donated to the temple fund, shenikru carbon, since they're called carbon, where do we find that kach shebet kabayis are called carbon? Shenemar, it says in the pasuk that after the Jews were able to prevail over the Midianim, everything that they captured, everything that they took, they brought to the Hegdash. And it says, now there were certainly items that were not karbanis. They took silver and gold and all sorts of vessels. And they're all called, the Nakriv is carbon Hashem. So you see that's called carbon. So it would say that the halacha of Shchute Chutz applies not only to Kotshe Mizbeach, but also to Kotshe Medekabayis. Tamaloymer va pesach oil moed la viyoy lo heviyu kol aroy la pesach oil moed, something that you're supposed to bring to the Azara and shecht in the Azara, on that there's a chiyuv chayiv la b'chutz yechayiv if you do shchut echutz kosh any roy la pesach oil moed, but something that doesn't belong in the Azara because you're not shechting it, it's not a carbon, ein chayiv la b'chutz. And there's a machlokes Rashi and other Rishonim how to understand this. Rashi explains that kotshe bedekabayis, there's a din that you're not allowed an animal that's not blemished, you're not allowed to make kotshe bedekabayis. Since it's fitting for the mizbeach, don't use of kotshe bedekabayis. So if we're dealing with an animal that is kotshe bedekabayis, by definition, it must be a balmum. If it's a balmum, it's not roi for shchit and dazara. That's why there's no chiv shchit echutz on it. That's the way Rashi learns. Tosfos learns that the reason is different. Tosfos says that kotshe bedekabayis is a lower level of kedusha than kotshe mizbeach, only by something that has that higher level of kedusha of kotshe mizbeach that the Torah teaches the din of shchutei chutz. Something that has a lower level of kedusha and only has the level of kotshe bedekabayis, the Torah did not teach us the din of shchutei chutz. Continues the brisa. Oitzi elu shen roin lepesach al moed. So I will eliminate kotshe bedekabayis for whatever reason that we just gave. They're not under the category of items that could have the isra of shchuti chutz. V'loi oitzi paras chatas v'sira mishtaleach. But I'll say that the sira mishtaleach should be subject to shchuti chutz. Why? Shuroi lova lepesach al moed. Part of the process that was done to the Sor LaZazel was done in the Azara, because that's where the goyel, that's where the lottery was done, and that's where the vidu was done. Tamaloymer, mishim yichadim lashem, mishim yichadim lashem, only animals that are completely going to be used for a carbon, yotzu elishem yichadim lashem. The Sor LaZazel is not used for carbon. They may have certain parts of the avoid the don and the azara, but it's not used as a carbon, and therefore it's not subject to the dinim of shchutei chutz. There's another machloikus Rashi and Tosfos here. Rashi takes out of the Gemara paras chatas. The paras chatas we know is the parah aduma. Says Rashi, why does the pasuk, why does the braisa think that I would say that sor lazozel is subject to the dinim of shchutei chutz? Because it has part of its process, the vidui, the goyel, done in the Azara. The paras chatas, none of it is done in the Azara. So why would I even have a havamina that it should be subject to shchutei chutz? That's why Rashi takes out paras chatas from the Gemara. Tosfos and other Rishonim keep paras chatas in the Braisa. Because they say that even though no part of the processing of the paras chatas was done in the Azara, but it was done on harazesim noicha haramishcha noichach pesach oil moed, facing the oil moed. So that's already considered as if it's done in the Azara, and that's why the pasuk has to exclude it from the dinim of shchutei chutz. Ask the Gemara, ulashem lahitzihu. Here we're using the word lashem to exclude the sor lazazel from the dinim of Shkutei Chutz. From Manu, asked the Gemara, there's another din, which spoke about on Amr Aleph, and we said we'll talk about more now, and we are, Baruch Hashem. There's a din of Mechusas Man, that an animal, until it's 8 days old, cannot be brought as a carbon. And, you know, when you look at this Gemara, you should know that this is relevant to us. Because the halacha is that we're not allowed to consider an animal kosher unless we know it's a bar kayama. It's an animal that is not a nafel. So how do you know? How do you know? When the animal is 8 days old, if an animal survived 8 days, then you know it's not a nafel. That's why we never shecht animals that are less than 8 days old. So the pasuk regarding the din of an animal being less than 8 days old may not be slaughtered, says the pasuk, Yiratzu l'karben ish l'Hashem. Only when miyoyim hashmini v'hola, only from the 8 day and on, Yiratzu l'karben l'Hashem. Eli ishim. So that's talking about kabanis that are burnt on the mizbeach. Menayim shlo yigdushen mechutz zman. How do we know that not only may we not offer an animal prior to being 8 days old, we're not allowed to even be magdish an animal, tamaloy mekarbon. Then the pasuk says, Lahashem, l'rabbis. It comes to teach us that the sor ha-mishtaleach, even though it's not a carbon as we just learned, it's not brought in the mizbeach, still there's a din that it has to be 8 days old. Why? Because the word Lahashem includes a sor ha-mishtaleach. So we have a gevaldige kasha. A moment ago we said the word Lashem excludes the Sar Lazazel and teaches us that the din of Shchutei Chutz doesn't apply by the Sar Lazazel. And here we're using the same word Lashem to include the Sar Lazazel and the din of Mechusas Man. Answers the Gemara are very important teretz. You always have to look at everything in context. You can't just pick a word out and say it always means including, or it always means excluding. You have to look in the context. Amar Rava, Hasam in Yonah Dekra, V'Hacham in Yonah Dekra. Hasam, Da Pasach L'Rabbis. The Pasach says that any animal that's brought to the Azara is subject to the rules of Shchutei Chutz, which would include a Sar Mishtaleach, as we explained earlier. It's brought to the Azara for the Goyrul, for the Vidui. When the Torah adds the word Lashem, it's come to tell us, let's limit it. And since the Sar Mishtaleich is not actually brought on the Mizbeach, the dinim of Shchutei Chutz don't apply. On the other hand, Hacha, the Isha, the Pasuk says, Isha Lashem. What does Isha mean? Something burnt. So comes L'Haitzi. Only animals, only Kabbanis, that are actually offered. So what does the Torah add the word Lashem? The context must be the rabbis to conclude that even though the Sar Lazazel is not brought on the Mizbeach, it's still subject to the rules of Mechusas Man. Ask the Gemara. Tama de Rabbi Rachmana. So why, ask the Gemara, do we say that the Sar Lazazel is subject to the dinim of Mechusas Man, that it has to be at least 8 days old? Because the Pasuk just taught it to us. Holy Rabbi, if I wouldn't have this word Lashem, Havamina, I would say, Sora Mishtaleich Kodesh Mimuchusas Man, that even though the animal is not 8 days old, it could be the Sora Lazazel. Ask the Gemara a very fundamental question. We've been learning so many times. How did the Goyrul work? We took two animals that are identical, first words of our Mishnah that we started this parak with, and do a lottery. One will be Lashem, will be a carbon, and one will be Lazazel. The animal that's going to be a carbon certainly has to be 8 days old. Every carbon we said has to be 8 days old. When I take the two animals, I don't know which one is going to be which. So by definition, I have to take two 8-day animals. Because I don't know which animal is going to be the Lazazel. So why do I need a pasuk? I have no option. Both animals have to be equally valid to be a carbon. So that should be the reason what is sar that's going to be Lazazel has to be 8 days old. Why do I need a pasuk? Asked the Gemara. Amar Rav Yosef, Hamani Chanan HaMitzrihi. This is going according to Chanan HaMitzri. The Tanya, as we will learn, Chanan HaMitzri Omer, Afil Dam B'Kais. Let's say we had the two animals. and we identified one animal, Hashem, and we shechted it, and we now have the blood ready to be sprinkled. And the animal that's supposed to be the Sar La'Azazel dies. Do we have to do a Goyrul again? Or could we just take an animal and say, you'll be the Sar La'Azazel? So Chanan the Mitzri says, I don't have to do a Goyrul again. Maybe Chaveri, just bring another animal, or Mezavigloi. So you see that you don't have to do a Goyrul. So here you have a situation that the animal I'm choosing, I know for sure will be the Sar La'Azazel. It's not going to be a carbon. So perhaps it doesn't have to be 8 days old. That's what the Pasuk has to tell us, that even though I know for sure it's going to be the Sar La'Azazel, it has to be 8 days old. Ask the Gemara, Eimu d'sham b'l'chanan ha-mitzri d'lesle d'chuyin. Perhaps what Chanan ha-mitzri holds is that this blood that's in the cup gets disqualified, because for that short interval that the other animal died, that the Sar La'Azazel died, this animal, this blood cannot be sprinkled, because it only can be sprinkled while there's a Sar La'Azazel alive. So Chanan ha-mitzri says that that's not a reason to permanently disqualify the blood. However, the Lesle HaGrolim Mishamadle, perhaps he still holds that you have to do a new Goyrul if one of the animals died. So we don't have a Raya. Still, Maisi Magrul. Rabbi Chanan still holds you have to do a Goyrul. Elam Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef says a different approach. Homani Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon holds explicitly, Meis Echad Mehem. If let's say the Sar La'Azazel dies, and the Sar La'Shem is alive, Mevi Chaveri Shloi Bagrola. He says explicitly, just bring another animal. So this animal I know is going to be Sar La'Azazel. There's no question what it's going to be. It's replacing the Sar La'Azazel that died, and that's what the Pasuk tells us, that it still has to be 8 days old. The Prima Godim says a very interesting thing. He says when we count these 8 days, how do we count the 8 days? Do we count the 8 days from the hour the animal was born? Or do we count the 8 days from the day the animal was born? That means if the animal was born on Sunday, whatever time was born Sunday, next Sunday is the 8th day. So the Prima Godim says we don't count from Sunday to Sunday. We count from hour to hour. That means if the animal was born Sunday noon, 8 days will be next Sunday at noon, not a moment earlier. So Michas Chinuch says that the Prima Godim is difficult from our Gemara. Because if that Prima Godim is correct, so why does he say, can't you take two animals? And one animal will be less than 8 days old, and one animal will be 8 days old. Do the Goyrul. If the animal that turns out to be the Sar La'Shem is the 8 day animal, fine. If the animal that is not yet eight days old, because we're doing the Goyrul, let's say, 8 in the morning, so if we didn't have the Pasuk, I could use the Sar La'Azazel. If comes along the Pasuk and tells us that we can't use it. So we see, if the Gemara didn't give that teretz, it's a raya that the Prima Godim is wrong, and we count Sunday to Sunday, not hour to hour. Says the Michas Chinuch, the Prima Godim could be right. Because we learned that you're not even be magdish an animal until it's 8 days old. So you can't just take the animal and say, well, then we'll do the Goyrul and we'll see what happens. So the Beis Yitzchak says, I don't know if the Prima Godim is right. When is there a halacha that you can't be magdish the animal until it's 8 days old? That's until the 8th day comes. But perhaps once the 8th day comes, even though the Prima Godim says I have to wait for 12 noon, hegdish, I can make it. Or the Chazanish says, maybe Goyrul is not considered making a hegdish. This is relevant. Could there are days, we don't pass in that way. The for Bar Mitzvah, we know that when the child comes to the 13th birthday, he's Bar Mitzvah. But there are days that say the same thing, like the Prima Godim says here, that we go hour to hour. So if the child was born at 12 noon, he's not a Bar Mitzvah until 12 noon, 13 years later. Where is it relevant? It's a very relevant shaila. Let's say the child put on tefillin. Where did he put on tefillin on his 13th birthday? Gets up early in the morning to put on tefillin. But if he's not considered Bar Mitzvah until the hour he was born, he should have to, the tefillin that he put on before, with tefillin that is not mechuyim midaraisa, he should have to put on tefillin again after he actually becomes Bar Mitzvah. The Gemara gives another teretz to the question, why do I need a pasuk to teach me that the Sa'ar Lazazel has to be 8 days old. If given, both animals have to be Royal Hashem, obviously it has to be 8 days old. Ravina Amar, Kigoyin Shehumam, the animal that was designated to be the Sa'ar Lazazel became Balmum, V'chol Royal Acher. And now you go and you redeem it with another animal. So this new animal I'm taking, I know for sure it's going to be the Sa'ar Lazazel. I know for sure it's not going to be brought on the Mizbeach. And still the halacha is that it has to be 8 days old. Says the Gemara, why is a mum possible? Why is an animal that's about mum possible for the Sa'ar Lazazel? Or menor temra, the possible mum. From where do we know that about mum is possible for the Sa'ar Lazazel? The Tanya. Vishalai sit mehem, eila chalovim. You're not allowed to put the chalev of an animal that's about mum on the Mizbeach. Only elakulan. That's if only I would only know the entire chalev of such an animal may not be put on the mizbeach. Miktsaf minayin. How do we even know a kazayis of the chalev of the balmum may not be put on the mizbeach? Tamaloyma mizbeach mehem mizbeach zrikas tamim. You're not allowed to sprinkle the blood of such an animal. Lashem the rabbis sirah mishtaleach. The sirah mishtaleach is not allowed to be in balmum. Vitzra l'michta balmum, says the Gemara, I have to have a pasuk that teaches me that the Sa'ar Mishtaleach is not allowed to be balmum. Vitzra l'michta mechus uzman, I need a pasuk to tell me that the animal is not allowed to be mechus uzman. Dikas rachmon mechus uzman, mishundalei matei zmanei. The time hasn't yet come. It's just not ready. It's not 8 days old. Abamum, the matei zmanei. It's old enough. Eimoloi, maybe it could be kosher as a Sa'ar Mishtaleach. Vikas Rachman Balmum, Mishundamas. A Balmum is disgusting. You don't bring such a thing to do an avoid of Hashem. Am Chosman, there's nothing wrong with being young. Deloy Mas, Eim Eloy. Maybe I would say that it could be used as a Sa'ar Lazazel, Tzricha. Rav Amar gives one more way of explaining why I need a Pasuk to teach me that the Sa'ar Lazazel has to be 8 days old. And not just say that it has to be equal to the Sa'ar Lashem. Till now, we've been discussing the what does a mechusas man mean. Mechusas man means that the animal is not 8 days old. But there's another example of a mechusas man. The Torah tells us that you're not allowed to slaughter a mother and his child on the same day. What would be the halacha if this Sa'ar Lazazel, you shechted its mother that day? So the baby becomes a mechusas man. It's 8 days old, but it's a mechusas man. Rav Amar, kigan shahay lo chayil b'tech peisai. We're talking that it's Yom Kippur, and somebody nebuch has at home somebody who's ill. V'shachet imay b'yom kippurim, and now you shecht the mother of this sawyer for this sick individual. And Ritva says, doesn't have to be that you have a chayil. We could say that you just shechted the mother because you did in a you were mechal Yom Kippurim, but the Gemara prefers to explain it that the person didn't do anything wrong. So in this case, you can't bring the child even though it's 8 days old because it's oisav espanoi. Ask the Gemara, what has the Torah said? As we just said, oisav espanoi leisishchatu b'yom echad. You're not allowed to shecht a mother and his child on the same day. We don't shecht the Sa'ar Lazazel. We throw it down the mountain. So it's not problem of Lo Sishchatu. Ask the Gemara, V'ki Agavnu Mi Asa, is it Asa to bring the child as the Sa'ar Lazazel? Lo Sishchatu Am Rachmana. You're not going to shecht it at the same day that you shechted the mother. V'ayla Shchitihi, you're not shechting the child. You're throwing it down the mountain. Amim Marava, T'chiyos L'tzuk Zui Shchitasai. Throwing it down the mountain is the Shchita. Why is it called the Shchita? Because that's what the Torah wants you to do. And that's why it's considered that you did shechita. So that's the case that the Sa'ar Lazazel could be mechusas man, that you shechted the mother, so the child automatically becomes disqualified for the Sa'ar Lazazel. And the Torah is teaching us because throwing it down the mountain is like shechting it, and you now have to shecht the child and its mother on the same day. And Rav Chaim Oizer and Achiezer says a gevaldige chiddush. We know a nevela is metama. What's going to be the halacha if somebody does, will the Sa'ar Lazazel that's thrown down the mountain, it certainly becomes a nevela, it ends up in pieces, will it be metama? So he says, no. The Gemara just said that that's called the Shechita. And any animal that's slaughtered is not Matama. In fact, there's a very interesting Shaila. It should never be relevant. Let's say you have a person who's very sick. And he must eat meat. And there's no time to do Shechita. There's nobody who knows how to do Shechita. So you kill the animal. You're allowed to kill it. Kuch nefesh. The Torah says you're allowed to kill the animal to give that person. Will that animal be considered tamei? Since you were allowed to kill the animal, the Torah tells you kill the animal to give it to that patient. Do we apply the concept killing it zui shchitosai? So Rav Shlomo Kluger in the Shalos Tshuvos Alef Lecha Shlomo says you can't compare it to our Gemara. In our Gemara, the Torah specifically prescribes that what should you do with the Sola Azazel? Throw it down the mountain. That's what we want you to do. The Torah doesn't tell you you should kill the animal to give it to the sick person. The Torah allows you to kill the animal, but that doesn't turn it into a shechita, and therefore in such a case it certainly will be matamah.